This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
The attempt at being subtly acknowledging the Aaron Rodgers comments. This is Rahimi and Harris on the score. Robbie Mockloff in for Marshall Harris today. And Aaron Rodgers has been making the podcast circuit. As we mentioned, I was like, oh, was it the You Never Know podcast that Aaron Rodgers was on? Because he was. No, this was the You Know What I Mean podcast. Not to be confused with all the other podcasts that Aaron Rodgers has appeared on.
Is he promoting something?
It's like he's peddling his wares of existing or something. Like, I am Aaron Rodgers and these are my wares. And my wares are concepts. Like, what are you doing?
I think he just needs his ego fed.
That's the answer.
Yeah, he just needs eyes on him. He needs ears listening to him. Aaron Rodgers' whole existence feeds off of that, it seems, at this point.
Aaron Rodgers, just do what we do then and be a talk radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got 10 to 2. Just come hang out. Be weird. No. I'll mess with you.
Host your own podcast. Call it the You Know What podcast or whatever. You can do whatever you want. Why are you going on a podcast tour to promote nothing? I don't understand it.
It's actually the most Aaron Rodgers thing I can think of. Going on a podcast tour to promote nothing. I'm telling you, he's peddling his wares, and his wares are concepts.
Ayahuasca? Is there an ayahuasca brand that he's pushing?
It's a darkness retreat.
That's the name of the podcast right there, Darkness Retreat.
That is.
Like, would anybody question him if he were like a sports talk host? No. They'd be like, oh, you're a former athlete who's a sports talk host. But it's Aaron Rodgers, so it all gets weird.
I remember last year when he was considering retiring and somebody like floated the balloon of him being a broadcaster, making the Tom Brady move, and nobody wanted him. No, nobody wanted him as a broadcaster.
Like, when you add it to the family aspect of his life,
yeah,
too. And how about him actually saying recently, he's like, oh, I have a long-term girlfriend now. I'm like, you've had long-term girlfriends. Like, that's an insult to the other girlfriends that you've had. Like, he's like, oh, I have a serious girlfriend now or something. And I'm like, tell that to Danica Patrick or Olivia Munn, yeah, or Shailene Woodley.
Danica Patrick was just out here talking about her bad relationship with Aaron Rodgers. He's letting it all air out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, how nice for them to think of you. Like, you're like, oh, now it's serious.
Wasn't he dating, I'm not trying to disparage it, but witch?
This is the gossip.
Wasn't he dating a witch,
yes,
for a minute?
Yes, okay. He was.
Wait, all right. What? He was dating a witch?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, we have to get her name. It was Blue something. I'll get to the bottom of it.
She ascribed to
Jordan Hudson.
The Wiccan theology, from what I understand.
That is correct. Yeah. I'm looking up the name now.
Has Jordan Hudson met Aaron Rodgers?
And
what would happen there?
Oh, that's the dream team for the ages right there, the dream couple.
That's the podcast.
I don't know that any of us are prepared for that.
I love when we talk hot goss.
There's a lot of NFL hot goss, but the point
blue,
is...
Blue of Earth. Blue that was of the name. Earth? Blue of Earth.
My that name, might be Blue the, of Earth.
Of all the things that Aaron Rodgers has done in his life that scream, I went to Cal, that might be the biggest one.
Spelled B-L-U, by the way. B-L-U. Blue
like,
of Earth.
Like, actually, if you just, like, took out everything else, like, if you just extracted all the other pieces of information, and you're like, Aaron Rodgers went to Cal, and his girlfriend is named Blue of Earth, I would be like, all right, that is
he,
tracks.
Is he still with Blue?
No.
No. Okay. So
he's with somebody new.
It's another long-term relationship.
So he's also now insulted Blue of Earth by saying that he's always had a girlfriend.
Yeah. He's serial monogamist.
Interesting. So, okay. Aaron Rodgers went to Cal. He's on every bloody podcast that there is. In fact, if you Google Aaron Rodgers podcast and go to the news tab, you can see for yourself how many various pods he has been on. Also, I guess you'd better get this out of your system before you play for Mike Tomlin. Because Mike Tomlin's probably going to be like, bro, what the heck are you doing? You know, like, it's a mutual eye roll at that point. So, I get it. Like, get this out now before you have to go back to work, I suppose. You know, because the practical nature of the Steelers.
We do not care.
Exactly. Like, how is that going to go? Like, how does that conversation go? Would he be like, hey, this is my new serious girlfriend. Sorry, Blue of Earth. Like, Mike Tomlin, what do you think? And then
we do not care.
Yeah, that's how I feel like this would go. So I don't know where you want to begin on this tour of Aaron Rodgers' brain. Should we start with the concept of him... From a Bears fan being asked about retirement, and that ends up turning into Aaron Rodgers talking about the Bears, you know, because they have a quarterback.
Yeah, they don't
They're
need
stable.
They don't need Aaron Rodgers at this point. At least we hope.
All right, let's listen to this.
I was born and raised in Chicago, so as a Bears fan, want to ask how much you contemplated retirement. You know, you play golf. Play more golf, man. You don't have to sign anywhere. Just, you know, take it easy.
You want him out? You want him gone?
Best to greener pastures.
I'm guessing you're like the normal Bears fan. The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year.
One.
We added this guy and that guy. And we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh, man. Look out.
This is it.
Right? Packers fans, we know that, right? And what does every coach that signs of the Bears say? We got to beat the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Packers don't give a
Who said Super Bowl in the background?
I didn't catch that before.
We salute you, sir.
Which, by the way...
That wasn't a cue to chime in.
I hate
that
to say
he was making fun of us.
I hate to say you're helping Aaron Rodgers there. You're displaying the delusion that he speaks of there in that soundbite.
I love the Chicago in that guy, though. You know, he wouldn't let it go.
Exactly.
Super Bowl, my
Super
friend.
Super Bowl.
Like what?
Ditka.
We have the Pope.
Also, we
have the Pope. You have a witch.
And you know that Aaron Rodgers probably made some joke to somebody about being named the Pope. It's just like an ego test at this point. Like think about how many people talked about being the Pope. Like, that's another test of that whole deal.
You know what really irked me about that soundbite we just heard there?
Super Bowl?
Well, no, besides that... The we of it, and talking about him and the Packers and you know what's transpired between the Bears and the Packers here recently. Him saying we and referring to him and the Packers, dude. They're
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There's no we anymore. You don't play for the Packers. You haven't for years. Most people out there don't even like you. You know what I mean?
Adam Eaton, nobody likes you.
Exactly. There is no we. There's no we with the Packers. There's no we with Blue of Earth. There's no we with Shailene or Olivia or Danica or your family. There is no we in this.
Forget Blue.
You've blown all the we's that you have in your life so far. I don't know why he's still so invested in Packers Bears 3 years removed from being a Packer.
Also, that was a messy breakup.
Yeah.
That was a really awkward, messy, could have been executed nine times better every which way you look at a breakup. Like, if you'd asked me if he would be claiming the Packers to this extent when it comes to the Bears, even as soon as it happened, because that was happening while he was still playing for the Jets, he said something on McAfee about it. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That was highly ceremonious, the way you two ended things. Like, you wanted this trade. You were basically like a motto a motto to Brian Gutekunst. Like, this was a whole awkward mess. And you're like, oh, we, blah, blah, blah. Like, man, you play for another team now.
At best, it was a 50-50 split in Packers fan. I work up in Milwaukee a little bit, and I talk to Packers fans. At best, it was a 50-50 split of people siding with the Packers or with Aaron Rodgers. And I would say probably 60-40 taking the team side of things and not really being not having Aaron Rodgers in their good graces anymore. So I don't know where he gets the we. And dude, let it go. You know what I mean?
It's what he has.
I said this yesterday. He's like, you know, the guy who like won the state championship in high school and that was his, he peaked.
Are you trying to call him Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite?
He got to the mountaintop.
He won a Super Bowl.
He won MVPs. He won a Super Bowl, but he's still living those glory days of his time with the Packers. And
how much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountain?
They kind of look alike now.
A little bit, yeah.
They kind of sound alike.
They do. It's over. Dude, it's over.
Would Tammy break up with Aaron Rodgers, like she did with Uncle Rico? All right, there's more to this on the You Never Know, But You Know, But You Don't Know, But That's Another Podcast. What?
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her on this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
What's a road trip? I don't know. Not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Ew. Ew.
Nobody like you.
Exactly.
That's gotta be in our rotation. It's just really, it's common.
His cryptic like hinting at, oh, I might come back to play. Dude, nobody even cares anymore. Nobody cares anymore if you're gonna play or not.
if you're gonna have to play for the Steelers, like if you know, and Mike Tomlin knows, is he like, get him here the day before the first game of the season? Is Mike Tomlin putting this off as long as he possibly can?
I think as hard a line as Mike Tomlin can take. If you're an NFL head coach and it comes to quarterbacks and you're as desperate as he is right now for a quarterback, you'll be a little bit lenient and wait some time to see if that guy wants to walk through the door.
The Steelers, by the way, week 12, come to Chicago. So there's the reference.
Okay, 708 says, did you know the guy who played Uncle Rico is also Greg in White Lotus? I don't watch White Lotus.
Oh, I didn't know that was the same guy.
In the newest season? I'm terrible with character names, so I don't know who Greg is.
I'm in the same boat. I'm looking up right now.
I
love that show, by the way.
I only watched season three. Was he? I don't remember a Greg being in season three.
Oh, that is Uncle Rico. Greg, he's been like in every season. So.
No way.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the same guy.
Creepy rich guy? Yeah, that's Uncle Rico?
That's Uncle Rico.
Wow.
Great cast.
Could also be Aaron Rodgers.
Football over the mountains.
You're playing for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin probably wants as much time away from you as he can possibly get.
That's why they're in no rush.
I'm not saying this with any statement of fact. I'm just being ridiculous in conjecture. You're peddling your wares of concepts, and everybody seems to be happy right now. But this whole dramatic reveal about the team you're playing for, when even the NFL schedule makers decided to schedule everything based on you playing there, the jig is up.
I didn't consider that. That like they want his football, but they don't want to be around him too much. So you can just come in anytime you want, Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to talk to you.
When you're getting married and your future mother-in-law wants to come in for the wedding and you're like, sure, you can come in an hour before the rehearsal.
My mother-in-law to be is great, by the way.
I shouldn't say. I actually really liked my mother-in-law. It was the husband that was the ultimate issue.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.